1968. Good morning, Greg. Alpha Charlie Delta Golf, via Petoskey.
Morning, Mr. Jim. We're headed over to Presque Isle this morning.
Hey, fantastic. Yeah, I heard you call a few minutes ago when you were a little scratchy. Now you sounded crystal clear, so I figured I'd say good morning to you.
Yep, I was just cruising along on 75 there, quite bouncing up and down the hills there. But, fun stuff. Yeah, today is pretty much just driving and driving and a lot more driving. First stop this morning was Roscommon. Now I'm headed to Presque Isle, and after that I got to go down to Gaylord, and then I think that's it for the day.
Okay. Hey, can I ask you a real technical question early in the morning here?
Go for it.
How does the Broadcastify work? I see it's linked to some scanners and talk groups. I just didn't know how it works.
Which Broadcastify feed are you talking about?
The one from Munson. At least that's where it says it's from.
It's using SDR trunk. It's got three RTL SDRs plugged into it. They're all plugged into a common antenna, and then that's antennas on the roof of the building. And, yeah, it's just interfacing the SDR trunk. It decodes everything, and then it spits it all out to Broadcastify, and then to another program called RDO Scanner, which is significantly better than Broadcastify. It's a little app. It's got access control, all this fancy stuff. And then you just point the app to the server URL you want to listen to, and it just works.
Okay, I guess the question was, is okay, multiple SDRs going in, how does it figure out which talk groups? That kind of confused me. It listed about maybe a dozen talk groups that it was supposedly listening to.
Well, it's listening to the control channel, multiple control channels, actually. It's got like five or six different towers that it's listening to all simultaneously. And the control channel basically tells all the radios that are affiliated to the tower, hey, there's traffic on this channel. It's this talk group, and this is the radio ID. Basically, there's a whole database of the talk groups in the SDR trunk program, and that's how it puts the labels onto the talk group IDs, and then it forwards that on.
Oh, okay. Well, that kind of makes sense. So it's kind of the wild card listening to the control channel, or wild card, I guess that's how you do it. It was just kind of interesting because in Broadcastify, it supposedly lists the recent 24 hours traffic, and it had a lot of metro stations from Detroit. I was like, I never hear them.
For the Leelanau County one, that one's only got Leelanau County talk groups in it, so I don't know how that's happening.
Well, as you said, it's listening to five towers, so it doesn't tell which tower in Broadcastify. It doesn't tell you which SDR tower it's coming from.
Okay, but I'm just surprised that it's showing up at all. At least on the scanner feed. That's interesting. I haven't looked at Broadcastify much. I honestly just, like, I hook up the stream and everything, and it just goes. I just kind of set and forget it.
Okay, well, that's enough technical stuff for early in the morning. So I figured I'd give you one question and get my brain thinking most of the day. So I'm not a great multitasker. Well, sometimes I am.
Yeah, I feel that. So, all right, Mr. Jim, well, good deal. And if you want to try out the RDO scanner, just shoot me an email, and I'll send you the server address and an access code to get into it. And You might kind of like that a lot better than Broadcastify. The audio delay is significantly less. And when I say significantly less, I mean it's about instant. I mean, as soon as the call is uploaded, you're going to hear it. There's no 5 to 10 minute delay like Broadcastify has, so. So let me know.
Okay, well, I guess the final thing is, yeah, from my scanner receiving something to the Broadcastify, I wouldn't say 5 to 10 minutes, maybe 30 seconds, maybe a minute time delay. I don't know, but it's kind of interesting. Anyhow, hey, 7-3, safe travels, ACATG.
7-3, and 8-DMH, mobile.
MAPZT. W8RPM, W8RPM, KKWH.
Double your G8W, standing by.